The herd rounded up in the misty twilight, and when they got near the village, Mowgli saw lights and heard the conches and bells in the temple blowing and banging. Half the village seemed to be waiting for him by the gate. "Oh, that is because I've killed Shere Khan," he said to himself. But a shower of stones whistled about his ears, and the villagers shouted, "Sorcerer! Wolf's brat! Jungle demon! Go away! Shoot, Buldoo! Shoot!" The old tar musket went off with a bang, and a young buffalo bellowed in pain. "More sorcery!" shouted the villagers. "He can turn bullets! Buldoo, that was thy buffalo!" "Now what is this?" said Mowgli, bewildered, as the stones flew thicker. "They are not unlike the pack, these brothers of thine," said Akela, sitting down composedly. "It is in my head that if bullets mean anything, they would cast thee out." "Wolf, wolf's cub, go away!" shouted the priest, waving a sprig of the sacred tulsi plant. "Again? Last time it was because I was a man. This time it is because I'm a wolf. Let us go, Akela." A woman, it was Meswar, ran across to the herd and cried, "Oh, my son, they say thou art a sorcerer who can turn himself into a beast at will. I do not believe, but go away, or they will kill thee. Buldoo says thou art a wizard, but I know thou hast avenged Nathu's death."
"Come back, Meswar," shouted the crowd. "Come back, or we will stone thee."
Mowgli laughed a little short, ugly laugh, for a stone had hit him in the mouth. "Run back, Meswar. This is one of the foolish tales they tell under the big tree at dusk. I have at least paid for thy son's life. Farewell, and run quickly, for I shall send the herd in more swiftly than their brickbats. I'm no wizard, Meswar. Farewell." "Now, once more, Akela," he cried, "bring the herd in." The buffaloes were anxious enough to get to the village. They hardly needed Akela's yell, but charged through the gate like a whirlwind, scattering the crowd right and left. "Keep count," shouted Mowgli scornfully. "Keep count, for I will do your herding no more. Fare ye well, children of men, and thank Meswar that I do not come in with my wolves and hunt you up and down your street."